attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Friday, 4/11/14. And we're going to be talking today about Clark County, Nevada. Things are starting to move out there. And one of the people that are going to be on the move out there very shortly is Sheriff Richard Mack. Evidently, Stuart Rhodes is on his way out there as well from the Oath Keepers. What they really need to do is set up a media center out there so people can contact, because the only advantage at this point in time is going to be media relations. Now, of course, the mainstream will ask the "we're going to get you" questions, but for anybody else that really wants to get what is going on out there, out on the airwaves or in America, or in the blogosphere, as they say, is going to be coming from Clark County itself. I have Richard Mack with me online. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Doing really well. Thanks for having me on, John.
Well, Richard, you and I have known each other for a long time. I've always known your heart and what you're trying to do, and I think you've understood what I'm trying to do,
Yeah. And
that's to keep the public informed. We got a little situation going on in Clark County, Nevada.
And yeah, no question.
And you're heading up there, and you'll be there what, Monday?
I'll be there tomorrow. Stuart Rhodes just got there late last night.
Okay.
He's there. And you're right, we're trying to get some of the press stuff, media stuff, taken care of a little bit better. But one problem is out there, the cell phone coverage isn't so hot.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to address that when I get there, but because we're having a huge press conference on Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And you need to know, people need to know, that we're bringing in a lot of heavy hitters to this event. The heaviest of them all, of course, is We the People. There's just a lot of concerned citizens who are coming to help, and we appreciate that. And why do we want a lot of people there? Because then the BLM thinks twice about shooting or doing other stupid stuff. when there's so many witnesses everywhere. That's one of the things. The other one is we're bringing in politicians and leaders from all over the country so they can see this for themselves, so they know what to do when and if this happens in their states and counties. I would have to say, John, you know how I feel about politicians. Yeah, I know. And so we don't need to belabor that point. However, I just had my faith restored a little bit in politicians here in Arizona. The state Senate and the state House of Representatives, headed by Andy Biggs and Dave Livingston, respectively, passed resolutions to send a delegation of state reps and senators to, I almost said Ruby Ridge.
It's looking a little bit like that.
I almost said Ruby Ridge.
Yeah.
I meant Bunkerville.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
Which, ironically, how about Bunker Hill? That's a little bit too close to that one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So anyway, these people have dedicated themselves to come out there and to see what's going on, to support the Bundy family, and to support the holy cause of liberty. And I'm just thrilled with it. It's very historic, if you want to know the truth. It's very historic. And they're going to be risking their lives and careers just like the rest of us are. And one thing that I have seen, that the American people are behind this, and they're behind the Bundys. And so we really hope that we can make some headway there. But that 1 o'clock press conference on Monday should be very telling, should be very powerful. I know that every major network's going to be there. And so we're just really hoping that we can bring a peaceful solution to this horrible, horrible, volatile situation that has all been caused by our own big brother federal government.
Now, Richie, if you really want to piss off the media, tell them that the mainstream media, they have to congregate in that free speech zone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Nobody else is obeying it either, so, you know.
Well, this... Richard, you knew this was coming. One day, somewhere, somehow, there was going to be a situation where the government was going to keep overreaching and overstepping its boundaries and its power, and that the people are, no matter if it's this Clive and Bundy or it was Joe Schmo from Kokomo, it wouldn't have mattered. We knew that one day there would be a face-off. And I'm preferring to look at this as kind of a Mexican standoff kind of deal.
Yeah.
Rather than our own Tom Lacovara, our show host, is on his way out there. And before he left on his program, he told everybody, he said, look, he said, don't show up in camos. He said, you show up with weapons, you make sure they're locked in your car. And forget the bringing the Confederate flag. Do not give them one bit of information to load into the breach to fire back at you.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I've told that to several militia groups have called me. Several militia groups are already there. And I've told them the same thing. You know, don't go running around looking like you're looking for a fight.
Right.
Don't run around in the camos and have 50 guns strapped to your body. Yeah, you know, let's give peace a chance here. Let's see if we can negotiate something here. And I really do hope. I was a hostage negotiator in law enforcement. I hope we can reach a peaceful solution. But I'm going to tell you right now where that negotiation begins. It begins with Clive Bundy and his family keep their ranch and their cattle.
Well,
that's the first one.
Yeah, well, and of course, as every hour ticks by, every day goes by, he's losing cattle. They've auctioned some off. They tried to auction some off in another location. I understand they were too stressed out, and the auctioneer or the auction company would not accept the cattle. There's calves dying in the hills up there or on the range because their mothers have already been taken. So there's been a lot of cattle deaths so far. Do we have any idea how many cattle we were talking about in the first place?
About 1,000.
Okay, 1,000 head. All right.
Yeah, and you've talked about all those horrible things going on with the cows, right?
Right.
I mean, we all know that. One, we know that it's no longer an issue of saving the desert tortoise, that our magnanimous and wonderfully benevolent federal government and the Obama administration are so concerned about the desert tortoise. They want to keep his habitat safe and sound and protect this endangered species. That is a crock of crap. It's not that. We already know that they've killed nearly 1,000 desert tortoise because they were trying to put them in a little habitat and they weren't doing well, and they ended up euthanizing them. Where is PETA? Where is PETA? They're killing these cattle. They're hurting these cattle. They're killing the desert tortoise. And nobody from PETA is there running around naked.
Well, I'm going to commit an act of terrorism. I'm on my way to Washington, D.C. to throw one of those damn turtles over the fence on the White House lawn. That'll be a way to get the Obama administration out of there, declare it protected habitat. Richard, hang on a second. I've got a break. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back having a discussion here with Sheriff Richard Mack. He is going to be on the ground up there in Clark County tomorrow. Richard, I'm sure you've already seen the Clark County Commissioner Tom Collins and some of the statements that he's made. And the thought struck me that looking at this, and now this guy, he's a good old boy from up there in Nevada, and he seems to be one of these people that just speaks his mind. And no matter what he said or how people took it, if he was on the council up there in Bunkerville, and I'm going to assume that it's in Bunkerville, why wasn't this problem taken care of? If he doesn't want people coming in to protect the Mr. Bundy's land, then why didn't somebody like this step up, organize, to get the feds the hell out of there? And from what I understand, that it is not constitutional. This is in direct violation of Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution.
Yeah, well, since when does anybody in the federal government follow or obey the U.S. Constitution? You know, they've completely destroyed it. They are nullifying the Constitution. And then when the states strike back, we have people like David Barton and others who say that the states have no authority to do that. You know, I don't get where people are. We can put freedom first. It's okay to put liberty and personal freedoms first. That's what the Constitution was designed to protect. And state sovereignty is the ultimate check and balance on the federal government. And to exercise the 10th Amendment is the absolute responsibility of every public official in the state, along with we the people. And so that we're going out there in mass to promote this principle and to wake up a few officials in Nevada, the county commissioner notwithstanding. And I mean, he even told the county commissioner in Utah, don't show up or bring a coffin, be prepared for your funeral.
Right.
What kind of idiotic statement is that? I mean, that's almost a terroristic threat. Why don't the FBI go investigate him?
Yeah. Well, you know, Richard, there have been so many issues, so many issues about Nevada. Whose land is it? From what I'm hearing, there's a lot of mineral wealth out there. There's reasons to take over that ranch. Bill Clinton did a deal that kept us out of the low sulfur bituminous coal that's in that region out there as well. So we've seen many, many things. And forgive me, folks in Nevada, you're known for Las Vegas and Reno, the biggest little city in the world, you know, gambling joints.
Yeah.
There is ranching and some farming out there. We understand that. But we also know that the federal government, there were specific guidelines to cover this. And let's go back, Richard, to the people that kind of drew up this form of government and laid down the law or the guidelines for this, and you weren't supposed to color out of the margins. Madison said this: the powers delegated by the proposed Constitution for the federal government are few and defined. The federal powers will be exercised principally on external objects as war, peace, negotiation, foreign commerce. The powers reserved to the several states will extend to all objects which, in ordinary course of affairs, concern the lives, liberties, and properties of the people and the internal order, improvement, and prosperity of the state. This is about constitutional rights and statehood, and no, thou shalt not, federal government, for the benefit of some slow-moving tortoise, come in here and wreck a man's life, steal his property, sell it off, kill it, doing whatever you're doing. This, you know what this almost reminds me of? This almost reminds me of a Waco situation where this could have been handled differently by the FBI, by the BATF, by everybody involved.
Right.
But it's almost like they wanted a show.
Yeah. Well, when it came to Waco, that's exactly what they wanted. The BATF was being talked about and considered for abolition. And when they heard about that they were going to turn the BATF responsibilities over to the FBI, they had to stage an incident where it showed Congress they were not only needed, but that they needed to be increased in funding. And after the Waco incident, you would think that Congress would be mad at them. But no, they got exactly what they wanted. They stayed, and they perpetuated the BATF with more manpower, and more money. And so the Waco incident did exactly what the BATF wanted. Keep us going, keep us here, and keep us funded with even more money. And so the senators, that were considering abolishing the BATF were correct, and there's a lot more that they can do now, obviously, but the BLM should be top on the list because you brought it up about owning all of the land out there. It's almost 90% of Nevada that is owned and controlled by the feds. How ridiculous can you get? Arizona is a little over 80%.
Well, and
how can we be a state and be completely controlled by the feds? We can't even control our own geography, and we're supposed to be a sovereign state. No, that would be impossible.
Well, and the issue here is that the federal government did have a right to certain property, not 90% of anybody's state, for forts and enclaves and such. Okay,
right.
We knew that, and we got military bases. We got the largest army base here in Texas. I don't hear anybody kicking and screaming to throw that base out of Texas. They're accepted here. They're part and parcel of the agreement with the federal government that they can set up forts and encampments and, you know, give it a name.
Yeah.
We understand that. But this goes beyond the pale because this is simply about control. The people in Nevada are not allowed to conduct their lives and have to ask permission, and they're being taxed. Now, maybe they're looking at this, Richard, as just a revenue-generating thing because they're claiming Mr. Bundy owes them how many millions of dollars in...
$1.1 million
in back fees for grazing.
Grazing fees. What in the hell is a grazing fee? We have to pay the federal government to let our cows eat on land owned by the state of Nevada? Or they say it's their land, so we're going to charge you for being on our land that we can't own or control in the first place, but we're still going to charge you.
Well, why not? I mean, we're charging people for collecting rainwater.
Yeah, of course.
They didn't create it. They didn't create the earth. They didn't create the grasses. They don't create the heavens or the clouds, but they're sure going to be in there to tax and, more importantly, regulate.
You know, how insane do we have to get before we wake people up? And, you know, when we started our CSPOA convention this year, we said that we want to do this to separate the men from the boys. We're really seeing that, and now this incident is doing it even further. And Glenn Beck is finally showing his true colors. He was saying last night the same propaganda that the White House and Obama used. They have to pay their fair share. And that's exactly what Beck said.
Well,
the Bundy should be paying their fair share.
That's why Glenn Beck is not on this network.
Well, you know, he shouldn't be on any network. I can't believe the guy is that much out of touch with the Constitution and with the fundamental principles our country was founded upon. I mean, he used to have Founding Father Fridays, and you really think the Founding Fathers believe in grazing fees and that we should take a man's property and destroy his business because they don't pay him?
Hey, look, we got to take a break here. I'm coming up on the bottom of the hour break. How much more time can you spend with me, Richard?
I could maybe go one more segment.
Okay, great. That would be super. All right, let's do that after the bottom of the hour. Folks, pay attention to our sponsors. If you have any money left, shop with them. That's what helps keep us on the air. All right, we'll be back with Richard Mack right after this.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
We are back. We've had problems, and this is a little off track, but it illustrates the point quite nicely. We've had our own National Guard in our own states, Texas, Arizona, Nevada, or doesn't matter, anywhere USA, California. And we were big proponents of not military on our borders to stop illegal invasion, Richard, but we were, in fact, we wanted the National Guard on our borders to protect the sovereignty of this country and keep lawbreakers out. Instead, we sent them over to the Middle East, had them fighting endless wars over there for, I guess they're still trying to figure out a good reason why, but the federal government's response was, no, that's our purview, that's our responsibility, you need to stand down. But, wait a minute, the illegals are still coming in. Never mind, that's our job. We had citizen militias out there on the borders reporting to the government's agencies, border crossing, the guards, and all that other stuff. But they said, no, you can't do that because but you're not doing your job. So after 40 million plus illegals flooded into this country, mostly through that southern border, now, I swear to God to you, Richard, I'm sitting here in Round Rock, Texas, and I'm watching the anchor babies get out of school right now. When is this maybe, instead of the start of the Second American Revolution, is this part of the awakening in America, and for governors in their own states to protect the Constitution and the people in their respective states?
Well, that would be a nice novel change. But you were right when you said this was all about control. It was about nothing else. We need to remember here that there's a track record of every bit of that. The history of what's gone on in destroying the ranching industry, and you can add farming to that too, all across this country.
Right.
You want to talk about how many farms the federal government has destroyed just the last 20 years? It would scare you to death to see those numbers. And right now, there used to be, just 20, 30 years ago, there used to be dozens of ranchers in Clark County. Clark County is not just Las Vegas. It's a huge county. All the counties in Las Vegas are huge. There's only 19 counties there, and it's like the fourth largest state. It's huge. And, you know, in contrast to Kentucky, that has 116 counties. So you need to understand, the federal government is destroying all the ranches in this area. Why? Is that in any way appropriate or acceptable to the people of this country? We want to argue about, oh, the grazing bees and the desert tortoise and whose land is it and whose land it isn't, and did the Bundys pay or did they not, and oh, are they mean people, and man, they've been squatting and all this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This ranch has been in their family since 1877. Fact. And now the federal government is destroying this job, this livelihood. What do they want the family to do? Oh, well, of course, they can get on all the government welfare programs after we destroy their livelihood and put them all on the unemployment line. This is our own federal government that's supposed to be promoting industry and jobs and helping people. And they are destroying everything that we hold dear in this country. It's right there, blatant in front of our faces. And even some of us side with the government and say, no, they should be doing this because he didn't pay his fees. Well, what if those fees made it where he didn't even make any money, where he just broke even? I would stop paying them too. And it's so ridiculous that any of us think that that's an appropriate thing for the federal government to establish, not law, policy. It's a policy, and that could never supersede the Bill of Rights. We've got to wake up here.
By the way, Matt Shea from Washington, of which I've met on a couple of different occasions and had good conversation. He is a good
great
man.
Great guy. Great guy.
He is, I guess, coming down to Nevada as well.
Yes, he is. I talked to him this morning, and he's getting some big heavyweights there as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Glenn Beck shows up out there, if you guys don't throw the mainstream media in the free speech zone, please, somebody cart that bag of whatever and throw him in there and put a guard on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, we got about 5 minutes here before the break.
One thing, if you could, we've been getting a lot of help, and you know we're getting thousands of people there, and it's getting where it's a little bit logistically difficult to handle.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting expensive. CSPOA is paying for the hotel rooms for all the politicians coming in. And I shouldn't call them politicians. I hate that word. For the leaders of the Arizona State Senate, for those who are attending, we're getting them hotel rooms at Mesquite, Nevada, which is about 12 miles away from the Bundy Ranch. And we're also flying in Sheriff Pyman from Kentucky, and Sheriff Christopher from Delaware, who I think you've had on your show before.
Yes, I have.
And we're trying to survive this financially. And so people have called and said, look, I can't come. What can I do? Well, man, first of all, you can pray for us. Because this we really need your faith and prayers. And so does the Bundy family. They're going through so much stress here. I can't imagine what they're going through. I believe that they're going to be going to a church service at the LDS church, and I'm going to go with them, and we're going to invite other protesters there to come to church with us. And so that part won't be expensive, but everything else to feed these people and to keep water coming in and to pay for the airfare for some of these sheriffs and other people that are coming in from all over the country, and Matt Shea driving 16 hours from Washington. This is really expensive, folks. We didn't cause this, and I guarantee you the federal government's not going to reimburse it.
No.
We really need your help. We really need your help. And if I'm going to tell you, I'm going to mention her. I'm sorry, John. Joyce Riley raised several thousand dollars on her show that she's sending to me, and I'm taking some money that Joyce asked us to take to the Bundys and say, here, this can't be financially advantageous to you. So I'm handing them several thousand dollars. And if anybody else wants me to do that, I will. I'm taking some cash to the Bundys. I'm going to give it right to Mr. Bundy, Clive. Like I said, I've known him for a long time. We also need help, so you can donate for all of that. Just tell me where you want it to go. We've had several people donate at CSPOA.org and say, please give this to the Bundys, right on their donation thing, on their on the PayPal entry. So please help us if you can. And if you can't, do it anyway.
Well, and people, we have a story posted on republicbroadcasting.org. Up to 5,000 armed militia members will be arriving in Bunkerville, Nevada today.
Yes.
On that story, there's a list of phone numbers, Bureau of Land Management, Brian Sandoval's email contact, his...
That's the governor.
Fax the governor. Called. I've been told just about an hour ago that their message machines are locked up. They are full. So I'll put out the numbers after Mr. Mack here leaves the airways. I'll put out the numbers again because they've got to eventually clean that out. So if you're not able to attend out there, give some financial support. Go to CSPOA.org for the Bundys and to help defray some of the cost here. Richard, I remember on this very show that you said, you stopped me mid-sentence, and you said, John, the federal government anymore is irrelevant. But it's still the power that they can wield.
We need to make them irrelevant.
Yes. Yeah, oh, absolutely. They're acting like a rabbit or a wounded dog.
Right.
And they're dangerous. And we don't want to provoke anything. And I'm not putting out, please run over me, and, oh, you didn't kill me, so please run over me again. I am not a martyr, and I'm not a saint. But here's my deal. I want to see this actually gain some traction, some people in state legislatures to wake up. But more importantly, it's we the people, folks. We are the government. These are elected representatives. If they're not doing constitutionally what they're supposed to be doing, then we have a problem. We can identify the problem. All right. Richard, safe travels. Good luck up there. I want to hear a little bit more about the media center you guys are going to set up, and hopefully we can stay in contact.
Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate you a lot.
Okay, thanks. Richard Mack, folks. Walking tall.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens. options and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out the school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out the school? That's what they said the Constitution.
No, they don't even teach that. That's a lie. What Constitution? We're a democracy now. So that's what they teach in school. We're a democracy. Where as long as you can take 51% of the people that apparently have lost their minds and convince them that, well, the other 49% should be depoliticized, marginalized, euthanized. I mean, there have been recently some politicians suggesting that the left should start shooting the right. Oh, please, let's not go to that box. Because I want to save my ammo. When the government tit gets shut off, these people are going to starve anyhow. Okay? Sound like a harsh statement? Oh, well, we're a country so rich, we should be able to take care of ourselves. You know, in next hour, I'll do this story. U.S. is seizing tax refunds of children of parents and over their debt. And it doesn't matter when that debt was incurred. And to the tune of $1.9 billion. Government's scrambling for funds right now. Oh, but wait a minute. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'd forgotten that the government got us into all this debt in the first place. How was that thing engineered? Oh, well, I guess we go back to 1913. And yeah, here's a good idea. Let's turn the life's blood of any economy over to a private corporation. Yeah, they can manage it. Yeah, they can manage it. Chuck in Texas. Hello, Chuck. I just spoke to you 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm sorry. Bear with me. I gotta stop your show in the background in my headphones here. John, I'm sorry I missed your show because I've been working on so much of this stuff going on out in Arizona. I missed whether he addressed the cell phone issue. There are reports out there that the cell phone service has been shut down, and I have not been able to get a hold of Colonel Roy Potter all day. Well, this morning I could. He finally got back with me after a meeting with the BLM, but all of a sudden he's incommunicado now, which is very unusual for him. Did he touch on cell phone service out there been shut off?
Mike Rivero did my show yesterday, and he had Mr. Potter on. And I don't know whether that subject was broached or not.
Well, no. I'm talking about with Sheriff Mack just a little bit ago. And if I'd have known that was going to be on there, I'd have spread it all over social media so that your listenership would have jumped a bunch.
Well,
but did Sheriff Mack say anything about the cell phone service being shut off?
No, he didn't say anything specifically about being shut off. He just said that the cell phone service out there sucks anyhow.
It does, but I've never had any trouble getting a hold of Colonel Potter, and it's being reported pretty widely on the internet right now, and I'm beginning to believe it just may be true. That would not be a good thing.
Well, but you know what, Chuck? You know, you having said that, if they were stupid enough to shut off communications to the outside, and we've got 5 or 10,000 militia people heading up there to Nevada. Let that be the Cabrini Green. If these people were stupid enough to start shutting off communications, well, and if things get out of control, I guess we'll hear about it. Wait a minute. Well, did I just hear gunfire coming from Nevada? The word will spread quickly enough. You know, Chuck, I'm trying to maintain a professional attitude about this.
And me both.
A responsible attitude about this, but Richard Mack was just on the program. He says, look, 90% of that state is controlled by the federal government. And he said this is about control. It's not about some damn tortoise. And I remarked, you know, if that's the case, maybe I can take one of these damn tortoises, throw it over the White House lawn fence, call PETA, and call agencies of the federal government and have that declared a zone for tortoises so you human inhabitants have to get out. The president, the vice president, his staff, everybody in the White House has to get the hell out.
Well, they were euthanizing the same turtle not long ago because there were too many of them. So, you know, the entire thing's a lie.
Chuck, I'm telling you, if they shut the cell service, and I'm going to assume that's also going to be internet service, if they're going
well,
to do that...
There isn't any out there. You have to go to town to get internet,
okay.
And it's slow when they do.
Yeah, I was told by Potter, by the way, that something that would take him 5 minutes to upload took over 5 hours.
Right, and that's why I did a live show with him last night over the phone. Boots on the ground, and I asked him, I said, should I be loading the van with these people who are calling me and going ahead and loading up and come that way? And his opinion was, no, keep putting out the word. That's more important right now. that having a concentration of power from all the way in Texas, pulling people from Texas, is more important than we keep getting the word out. Well, if they just shut down the cell phone service, then I don't have much reason not to go anymore. If I'm just going to sit here, you know, and I've lost combo with them, that kind of hacks me off for some reason.
Chuck, I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing this weekend. I'm going to be going.
I'll call pool with you. Let's go.
No. I'm not going up there. I'm going to be pulling out all my rifles, getting all my stuff together, and I'm going to just do an inventory, make sure everything is in working order, and the emergency food rations and the whole nine yards. Because and nobody wants this, because if there's a big enough push on the political side of this, there stands to be a lot of people that are going to get educated. What Richard Mack told me about Arizona, about Washington, about county sheriffs flying in from around the country, they're going to be showing up out there. By the time the mainstream media does show up out there and starts reporting, it's going to be a very interesting mix of people that they're going to be seeing. Now, they've let this out in little dribs and little drabs. The media has been reporting on this, but absolutely no background, no interviews from Mr. Bundy, no interviews from the feds, that's for sure. But one day this is going to happen. Is it going to be this day or tomorrow? I do not know. But I'm saying this, that this is a great opportunity to energize and re-familiarize with our politicians and our state houses what the 10th Amendment really is, what the government power is supposed to be, and then push back on it. They're either going to start protecting the freedom and liberty of the people within their jurisdictions, within their states, or they are not.
Well, let me give you an idea how thoroughly they're trying to keep the word down. I had a board full last night of people on the Internet listening to my show. I mean, the board was full. And I had a lot of people who told me today that, yes, they called in and listened to it on their phones. But on my stats on Blog Talk Radio, I had zero live listeners.
So the numbers are being manipulated.
Of course. We've known they've done that for a long time. But, I mean, that is crazy. When it's zero, I mean, if they said, okay, you had 200 or 300, I might have gone, yeah, well, maybe. But I know but the responses that I've been getting, it was probably easily into the thousands. And it said zero? No, you can't. So that way they can play with the numbers however they want, try and discourage us. I want people to please do your own work, do more of your own. You know, support Republic Broadcast Network, as John, you know that. I've supported you guys.
Yes.
You know, and spread the word, spread the word, spread the word. Do some of your own work. Get a Blog Talk Radio show. You know, do more yourself. You know, we're all getting worn out. Now I realize after this last go-round, just exactly what John has been going through for years.
I'll tell you what I've done for the last 4 days. Actually, I was sick Sunday and Monday. And what I've done for the last 4 days, I'll bet you I haven't been awake for 3 or 4 hours out of any 24-hour period. I have been doing nothing but sleeping. I will
send you some of my personal stock of colloids.
Well... I needed to sleep. I needed to I need a damn vacation for a couple of weeks. But that was my vacation. Those 4 days that I did nothing but sleep, that was my vacation. And now, people, you understand it, Chuck. It's the constant stress. And I don't know how much longer I can stand up under that. Hey, do me a favor. Can you spend a few more minutes with us?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. We've got to take top of the hour break.